Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey. Hi.
Hi.
Howdy.
Hi.
Sometimes we're Mikey and Jamie. Depends what kind of mood you're in.
Usually it's Jamie and Mikey. Then I feel bad because Jamie's thinking, I was here 12 years longer than he was.
Don't you think, though, some couples, it's like there's no way it could be a different way?
Yeah. No. Okay. This reminds me, we are definitely going to get off track because I remember that we had this conversation and you were like, no, of course it's this with this, but, and I'm not going to name any names, but technically, the woman's name is always supposed to be first.
Yeah. Like if you send
an invitation, it's...
But don't you do Jamie. Mr. and Mrs.?
Yeah.
Well, you can do Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sherry. Yeah. That's fine. Or Jamie Goldberg and Michael Sherry. But if it's the names, it would be Jamie and Mike.
So interesting.
Jamie Goldberg and
But
Mike.
Like my parents are Mark and Maris. There's no way they're Maris and Mark.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I mean, I guess it depends on if you're talking about it or if you're addressing them.
Anyway. Let us know. Text Mikey.
Wow.
805-380-8075.
This has nothing to do with food.
No, they don't even know what the episode's about.
The episode. Oh, yeah. I know what the episode's about. I just found out actually. It's an Amazon food haul.
I was thinking,
oh, my whole life is an Amazon food haul, literally.
It was originally going to be an Amazon snack haul, but I actually found some meals that you can buy on Amazon and make
meals
from home. Yeah.
Meals on Amazon.
Meals on
Amazon.
That's
interesting.
Yeah.
I'm game.
Do you think people know, I mean, some people know about the super secret bonus Saturday emails you send?
Oh, I would think so. One
but click
what
if
picks,
they don't?
If they don't, they should.
Yeah.
So like, you know, we're Amazon obsessed, as you will know. But it's a good time to talk about One Click Picks, which is a separate email list from the Hungry Girl list. Mm-hmm. And if there are people here that are watching or listening that don't know about the daily emails or the One Click Picks emails, what the heck are you doing here?
30 seconds.
Seriously.
Tell them what they need to know.
Well, you should sign up for the daily emails for Hungry Girl because that's just everyday food, recipes, blah, blah, blah. But what Jamie was talking about originally was One Click Picks, which is the Amazon finds. So it's at least once a week. Twice a week now?
I think we're about once a week. Sometimes we have pop-ups if we get really excited and we can't wait for Saturday.
Yeah, with everything. Yeah. Fashion finds, beauty finds, food, you name it, gadgets, every good deals, things I love. And just sign up at oneclickpicks.com.
Yep. And you can sign up for the Hungry Girl emails at hungrygirl.com.
Yep. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Wait, in addition to that, do you have something else? Do you have more news?
I have huge news.
What?
Yeah. Breaking news. Okay. I don't say this often, but there's huge McDonald's news.
What?
You do not?
Huge. Wait. They're bringing back Mayor McCheese.
Not that big, but just a notch below that big. They're bringing back for a limited time, drum roll, Jamie, the original fried apple pie.
Oh.
Wait, did that go away?
I think they had stopped being fried. It went away 34 years ago.
What?
Yeah. I think it's now baked.
Yeah. It used to be like really like a fried.
Yeah. Wow. So it's not healthy people, but it's back. So, you know.
That was delicious.
Yeah. So if you grew up in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and I guess part of the 90s, like your childhood is coming back.
Wait, limited? It's a limited thing?
It's a limited thing. It's dropping June 23rd. And it's coming out for, you know, America's 250th
anniversary
celebration, whatever. And so it doesn't say when they're going to be gone.
Wow.
But
depends how many they sell, how much they're embraced.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know.
This episode drops June 1st or July 1st and June 23rd is when they come out. So they've been out for a few days now. So go get them if you don't know about it yet. Go get them if you like them. Not healthy, but go get them.
Not healthy.
Thanks, Mike.
Wow. Do you have one? Every time I'm like, do you have one?
Out of
do
his
you
pocket.
Have one? Do you have one?
We're recording this a little bit before June 23rd.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought maybe you had some pull at the local McDonald's. And Ronald were like.
You do, Lisa. Don't you have a McDonald's
I did.
Connection?
I used to have a very good friend who was very high up at McDonald's, but he left.
Oh.
So now I just wait in line at the drive-thru
like everyone else.
All right. First up today, we have Ben's Original Street Food Gumbo with chicken and dewy sausage.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So this is like Ben's, like the rice people.
Right.
Street food gumbo. So this is like a soup.
Whoa. Look at it. Yeah. Hold that up, Mikey. So the,
I don't know if I want to smell it.
Oh, yeah.
It.
Just so you can see.
90 seconds.
Smells amazing.
One tray. That's what smells good here.
Yeah.
240 calories.
And that's a large tray. That's not like a cup of stew. Yeah.
I'm going to mix it
Are you giving us those tiny little dentist pill cups?
Oh, you want to do that in there? That'd be great.
Well, I thought
depends
maybe.
How hungry you are.
I thought you were
going to because we got plates. Why waste those?
Plates?
No, that's a spoonable.
It's a soup.
Okay.
Isn't gumbo a soup?
Yeah, yeah.
All come right. on, Mikey.
Let me make sure you get a piece of the chicken.
Please. There Thank you. This is so adorable.
Yeah. So this is part of their street food line.
Yeah,
they
what
have
is that?
So many other varieties. Bean and rice burrito bowl, fried rice with vegetables, honey barbecue flavored rice with chicken.
Wow. I never heard of this.
I'm just going to take one. How was it?
It's not bad.
It tastes exactly like I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not spicy. Mm-mm. Smoky.
A little. It has a little heat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's not, I mean, for shelf-stable microwave food, pretty good.
You're right. Yeah. It's a little gummy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. I would eat that.
Well, it's gumbo.
That's true. It's gumbo.
It's a little bowy.
It's the okra that makes it kind of gummy, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I would eat that. Yeah. I like it. What's
and
the fat
it
count?
Cooks up in 90 seconds. I feel like that's super important. 7 grams protein, 2 grams of fiber, 25 grams of whole grain. I mean, like you said, this for a shelf-stable item, one tray, 240 calories, 9 grams of fat, 580 milligrams sodium. Pretty cool.
Yeah. If that was in my house, I might reach for it.
Yeah.
I wonder how long it lasts because that could be like a good...
Oh, I see the expiration date right out there.
Could be a good like...
till December.
Okay. Wow. So not necessarily...
It's not like an earthquake food.
Yeah.
No, but you know, it lasts till December. That's 6 months from now.
Yeah.
That's not bad. No. Okay. Next up, we have Tangle Chunky Tomato Pasta. Tangle?
Oh, wait. I forgot to tell people. So obviously everything is available on Amazon. Uh-huh. This is also available at select grocery stores and Walmart locations.
This is Samyang Tangle. Samyang.
I like the name Tangle for a pasta company.
Me too.
Whoa, so look cute. At it. It is actually very tangled.
It is not a misnomer.
It says to serve right away.
Wait,
obviously.
It's a protein pasta. So this whole bag has...
Here, someone give me a plate.
340. Here. I will be the
bouncy. Jamie? It says bouncy. Sophisticated Tangle technology.
Jamie, plate.
Ooh.
It's over there. So, you know, and on the package, I think that it has like maybe shrimp in it too. So you add like some protein to it and
I
it's.
I don't see shrimp. Oh, no, this doesn't come with
like
shrimp.
A serving suggestion.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Serving suggestion. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, I like it.
Mm. Well, maybe there is no shrimp. I don't know. Is it good?
Are you seeing things? This is really good.
I like it a lot.
Me too.
Those are good noodles.
I like the texture. I like the sweetness.
Whoa.
That's really good.
Really good.
Garlic.
This is the chunky tomato pasta version. It has 15 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber. It's ready in 4 minutes. Somebody's calling me from potential spam. Should we pick it up?
No.
That would be hysterical. You should. Oh, my God. I love that.
That's so good.
Wait. I love that.
And so this goes, you put it into boiling water, cook it for 4 minutes. Then you add the sauce and the powder.
And it was cool. It came with these pouches. So it had the first pouch. So they had the noodles. First pouch says step one, which was, I think, the flakes, maybe. Then it had step two, which was the sauce. And then step three, the powder.
Whoa. So it like tells you organized. How to do it. Yeah.
I love that.
I'm so into this. 340 calories, 4 grams of fat, 15 grams of protein.
I want more.
So speaking of more, it also comes in creamy mushroom, linguine, garlic oil spaghetti and pasta. I feel like maybe I might have typed that wrong. Bulgogi fettuccine. There's bowls and multi-serving bag. Like they're doing the things.
That's interesting. This was linguine, wasn't it? Isn't that the shape of linguine?
Let me look.
It doesn't look like spaghetti, but whatever it is, I love it.
Or maybe fettuccine.
And when you bought this, did you buy one or did you get 12?
There's a whole bag right
here. I'm only asking because I want to take them home.
Yeah, I see. So it's so interesting, though. So there's these single serving bags that come in the big bag.
Mm-hmm.
Chunky tomato, bulgogi alfredo, creamy mushroom,
Are they all sort
garlic
of
garlic oil?
Are they all like low calorie?
I think this was the lowest calorie one, which is why I got it.
Which is why.
Garlic oil is 400. Creamy mushroom is 400.
All right. Well, I'll just be buying the chunky tomato.
Yeah. But you add what, like 3 ounces of chicken, like that just I chicken add, or something?
Mm-hmm. Totally. It's amazing.
It's a great meal.
Yeah. It's also available at stores like Ralph's, Target, Costco, and more. It's Tangle chunky tomato pasta.
Tangle.
Yeah.
So Tangled cute.
Up in it.
Adorable.
Pasta.
All right. I guess we're done with the savory portion of the day.
Yeah, that's what.
Oh, there's a few snacky things. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, that's what kept it from being a snack haul and a food find haul. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we have a new thing from Kind. Kind breakfast protein bars.
Mm.
This one is peanut butter dark chocolate. This is a new thing.
I don't know if it's new or if this flavor is new. I've never seen this flavor before.
The breakfast protein. I think they've always had breakfast, but.
Yeah, my sister eats these bars. I don't know if she's had these exact ones.
It comes with two, and I think each bar is 110 calories. So it's not too bad.
No, not too bad.
So 220, 220 a pack. 10 grams of fat.
Oh, it's very banana.
8 grams of protein.
Peanut butter, banana, dark chocolate.
Number one ingredient is oats.
I love this.
I like it. It's a little fake banana.
Mm. You struggle with your banana.
Yeah, I can see that.
But
it's good.
I'm sure it's real banana, though. Dried banana.
The peanut butter overtakes it for me.
Mm-hmm. It's made with 5 super grains, oats, millet, buckwheat, amaranth, and quinoa, which I believe in other countries they say quinoa.
Whoa.
I think,
is that a thing?
Yeah.
Because I made fun of it.
I know, but it's real? I think it is. I think that's like the accepted pronunciation in other
countries. Or they're just saying it wrong.
Yes, if you want to assume the worst.
I don't know, but it made me laugh when I heard it. It was on a plane and I heard it like 100 times.
No, I feel like I've heard like chefs say it. What? And it's just,
Look at me, I'm the dumb one.
This, by the way, is gluten-free, low in sodium, comes in tons of other flavors. It's at stores like Target, Walmart, supermarkets, and more.
Speaking of other countries, have you guys seen, you know how FIFA, the World Cup is happening right now in North America? So a lot of like Brits and South Africans and, you know, just other countries have been posting a lot of videos about how much they love American food.
Oh, yay.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, I can understand. I mean, I've never been to England, but I know that the food isn't as great as like other countries. But so I can understand that.
Fish and chips.
Yeah, true. There's one video.
The food there is supposed to be terrible.
There's one video of these two guys. They go to like a Kansas City barbecue because there was a match in Kansas City. And they're eating the ribs with a fork and knife. Aww. And the owner comes over and he's like, no, you guys are doing it wrong. So and he shows them how to eat ribs.
So proper.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Anyway. Next up, we have V8 Energy with electrolytes in yuzu lemon. I could use that right now, actually.
You could yuzu it?
I could yuzu it. I love that, Jamie. I really could yuzu it. I'm very sort of in need of energy.
Yeah. Is this going to just pop or is it going to fizzle?
Let's find out.
Nothing, just
I still enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I know it was enjoyable.
I think that's clean.
Like yuzu. It's a nice little citrusy.
Yes, yes. And
lemony sitch.
This is designed for steady energy and focus support. It has no added sugar. It contains one combined serving of fruits and veggies, 80 milligrams of caffeine, comparable to a cup of coffee.
That is very sweet. What is that sweetened with? It's a little too sweet.
It's a little too much, almost medicinal.
I think it's nothing. It says no added sugar.
Well, that doesn't mean no added sweetener, though. Let me.
It's got to be like.
It's 50 calories.
Huh. It's got to have like.
Water, it's not vegetable juice, including monk sweet fruit. Potatoes, fruit juice.
They do have a stevia.
Sucralose.
Oh. Okay. Too much sucralose.
That fooled me because I saw they have another brand, another one that says
they have
no
diet ones.
Like, and I
no
thought,
sugar added.
And I thought that was the sucralose one.
It is.
Oh, it's both.
No, so, don't they have a stevia one?
They do. So here's the deal. Some of these are labeled diet, which have 10 calories and are made with sucralose, which that's why it's surprising that the non-diet one for 50 calories is also
sucralose.
Made with sucralose. Let me make sure I read that correctly and that it didn't say like. And then there's a zero sugar version, which is 5 calories and made with stevia. Mike, you got the wrong one.
Well, they didn't have that. The other ones in yuzu lemon.
Sucralose, yeah.
The good news is I'm not really a fan.
Yeah, it sucks because I had very high hopes for this one.
I want to try the other flavors. I feel like I might like the zero sugar options, the other flavors.
Maybe we should try them.
Yeah, I feel like this might just be a flavor miss for
because I do drink V8 Energy, that one of like a pineapple mango tropical one.
There's an orange pineapple one that looks good. Yeah, there's diet strawberry lemonade. Zero sugar comes in blueberry, raspberry, cherry lime, and strawberry lemonade.
And is it sucralose or just stevia?
The zero sugar, I think, is stevia.
It's stevia. Anyway.
I failed. I apologize.
You did not fail. Nike. It's fine. I just didn't like it.
Yeah. Look, helpful conversation. People very, understand now.
Very.
Yeah.
You'll be quizzed.
If we've intrigued you, has limited in-store availability. You can check the store locator, but pretty limited right now. So Amazon would be your best bet.
Next up, we have Hippies All Dressed Up Baked Chickpea Puffs. Well, we love Hippies.
Yes.
So what are they dressed up in? Is there chocolate on them?
I think they have just rebranded to emphasize their bold flavor. So it looks like it is their standard chickpea puffs, but with a new name.
It looks like they're dressed in something.
But I think they're just styled for the photo.
Well, no, because look at
barbecue.
It's barbecue and salt and vinegar. It's like everything. It's all of their seasoning. That's why I think it's not.
Oh, it's their version of everything.
Yeah.
Well, but no, because they have different varieties in the all dressed up lineup.
Well, because this one says it's a mix of barbecue, salt and vinegar, and sour cream and onion.
Okay, so they're just collabs with each other.
Maybe. I've confused myself. You're right. Hang on. I apologize. Mm. This is a variety of the puffs.
Okay. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I'm not even a salt and vinegar person, but together with everything else, it just tastes like ketchup.
I love the texture.
Those are amazing.
Yeah.
I love those.
That's a home run.
Yes.
Home run. And I love the name. That's really adorable.
Yeah.
It has 130 calories for a 20-piece serving. 5 grams of fat, 4 grams of protein, 3 grams of fiber. Wow.
I'm a fan.
Wowza. I have this groovy little chart. Mike, maybe you can put it on the screen if they're watching. Okay. It's the puffs come in so many flavors. There's puffs, there's pops, tortilla chips, something new called protein crunch.
The
flavor
chart
fest
here.
Yeah.
It's cute. Okay, well, we have something else. We have Hippies Cheesy Does It. Cute bite-sized baked pea puffs. Cheesy Does It.
So
and
tiny.
This bag is they're so pops. Small.
This is their version of cheese balls, but with more protein
cheesy
and fiber
poops.
And cleaner ingredients.
And these are very new. I found these originally at Expo and saved them for this haul.
Oh my God, they like dissolve in your mouth.
They do. They're very light and airy.
You have to pop it. Like you pop it in your mouth.
Whoa.
Yeah, fun. I enjoy that quite a lot. And is this a single serving bag? It is 70 calories for this whole bag, which is about 55 pieces.
That's amazing.
Little cute. They're like almost like the size of Trix or Kix. Well, a little bigger, but
it's like my mom does this, how some people like take a bagel and they take all the insides out and just have the crust. It's like that. They took all the insides of the cheesy poof out.
That's so. I thought you were suggesting putting that in the scooped out bagel.
Which,
I was like, wow.
That'd be a good idea.
Interesting. You just reminded me in high school, we used to get bagels and put like the fattest spread of cream cheese on top and then Cool Ranch Doritos on top of that.
Wow.
This was before I discovered Hungry Girl. Before Hungry Girl existed.
I don't like thick layers of cream cheese.
Yeah.
They're upsetting.
That also comes in Rockin' Ranch. And you can find Hippies products at Walmart, Target, Whole Foods, CVS, Amazon, of course.
Mike, that's the biggest bag I've ever seen. How did they even send that to you?
It was in a big Amazon box.
Did you think you were getting like a mattress?
I didn't realize it would be this big. And not only is this bag massive... It's very heavy.
Let me feel it.
Oh, really?
Wait, this is, snack. Oh, wow.
That's the size of a pillow.
I wish it was as light as a pillow. Snack, sweet and crispy Zhang snack honey flavor. These are the heaviest snacks. Wait, let me guess how many servings are in this bag. I'm going to guess this bag has 42 servings.
32. Wow. Close.
So close.
Close. Wow. Wait, can I open it?
Oh, I think there's a right here.
Guys, Mike, you have to put this on the screen too. Sorry to give you so much work, but it tells you that it is, look, fun to eat on your fingers.
Wait,
like little hats.
I'll replicate.
Okay, then I'm not going to put the picture up because Lisa's going to
run. Oh, they're bigger than I thought.
Oh, wow, they are. The bag does not give it justice.
Jeez. This is so weird. What are these? You can bite your finger that way.
Careful.
How to enjoy. Wait, it tells you have to put it on your fingers to enjoy it.
Oh, my fingers are too big.
Wait, this does taste like churros.
Oh, they're wearing them like rings. Yeah. How tiny are their hands?
I can't get my finger
are
on
you
these.
Kidding me? Rings?
Hang on, maybe on a finger.
I have pinky? Very small fingers. You can't wear these yeah. as rings.
These are so good, though.
Mmm. Gosh, they're like dessert.
It's like a churro. It's like a churro.
Wow. That is really good. If you put that on like ice cream or yogurt, it's like cereal. It's like the best cereal.
They're so good. And it's not too bad in calorie-wise, funny. Right?
Like, I don't even like honey, but I love that.
That's great.
This is good to take home for your 4th of July party.
Mmm. What 4th of July party?
I don't know. You said you were going to take some stuff home, and so I figured you're having a party.
Oh, I'm not. If I was having a party, I'd invite you.
One cup has 150 calories, 7 grams of fat, 7 grams of sugar.
I was like, is that a hint from Mike to try to have a party?
No, not at all. I was assuming you were because we got something else that had 4th of July like style on it. So I thought you meant you were taking
Now Mike is just picturing me at home sitting there eating star-shaped pretzels by myself, yeah. which is
holding
what's
an American
happen.
Flag. Yeah. This, by the way, is a popular Korean snack style. It's a well-known honey snack featuring a unique shape, light sweetness, and crunchy texture. Limited info available in terms of availability, but we know you can get it on Amazon. Oh, snack. Sweet and crispy Zhang snack honey flavor.
Does it come in other flavors? Did you say that already?
I thought it was another flavor, but I think it's a totally different product because it says shrimp chips.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I just bought shrimp chips. Shrimp chips from Trader Joe's. New, brand new.
Yeah.
I almost bought it, the shrimp ones.
I love Tanya, our favorite sushi person. Like, she makes these, and they're, even though they're fried, they're like the lightest, airiest shrimp chips. Mm-hmm. They're so good.
I like
They don't
them
even
too.
Taste like shrimp. They just taste like deliciousness.
Like chips. They taste like styrofoam, actually.
This
yeah, in a good way.
Yeah.
For chips, by the way, has not a lot of ingredients, if that's something that you look for. But yeah.
Yeah. So. Wow. What are some of the ingredients? Oh. Now I'm all curious. I'm like, I thought there was more to
so
that.
So we have wheat flour, mm-hmm. sugar.
Okay.
Palm oil, glucose, which is what, sugar?
I think so.
Black sesame, ammonium bicarbonate.
Okay, I've heard enough.
Salt.
Yeah.
Well, now here comes the good stuff.
I literally thought he was going to name like 5 really natural things. Anyway.
Well, probably those bags have like a huge list. It's like 7 or 8 ingredients.
Yeah, usually that's why they have to be in a bag that size so they could fit all the ingredients on the bag.
Exactly.
Not this time. All right, next up, unique snacks, puff knots. In honey mustard. Puff knots.
Why not?
That's cute. They look like, they're going to be like cheese doodle shaped like pretzels.
Yeah. Yes.
Aww.
That's so unique.
Cute. Puff Aww. Knots.
That's such a smart idea. So it's shaped like, Mikey, hold one up.
Yep,
not the bag. That's
no, Lisa got it.
Oh, cute.
I'll do one close.
It says pretzel Ooh. Crunch puff snack. It also comes in aged cheddar, but this is the honey mustard.
I'm in love with this.
Tastes like Funyuns.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Whoa.
Those are amazing. How many servings in that bag? Because I want to eat the whole bag.
5.
Done.
Mm, sold.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
This brand is at supermarkets nationwide. Let's see. What are the stats?
What else do they make?
We're going to find out in a moment.
This is dangerous.
So one serving, which is an ounce. It doesn't tell you how many. 130 calories, 5 grams of fat, 2 grams of protein. Let us see what else they make.
Wow.
Pardon me while I...
That is unbelievable. I can't get over that.
I'm in love with these.
You can take this one for your party, too.
For your party. For your party.
Honestly, I think they might only make puff knots.
And only this flavor?
Oh, wait. They also make something called Needhams with a K-N-E-A-D.
So
and
like,
pretzel shells, like hollow pretzels. Okay, they've got some cool stuff happening here.
Yeah, they're unique snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Is the honey mustard the only flavor they have of puff knots?
No, they've also got a cheesy one. Okay, so it looks like their three
cheesy
products
puffs.
Are Needhams, which is just a great name for classic pretzels, puff knots, which is what we're trying today, and then pretzel shells, which, like, you
I've
know that
I've
was an accident.
Those.
You know they tried to bake pretzel nuggets and the inside disappeared, and they were like,
I love
innovation,
pretzel
shell.
Amazing.
Yeah, that was quite good.
Oh, I'm loving this.
Yay.
This is a fun haul.
Yeah.
It's about to get sweet up in here.
Okay, next up, my sweet chickpea. That's a cute name.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate and strawberry, dark chocolate and cappuccino, and dark chocolate and coconut. These are chickpea snacks.
Yeah.
But what I want more of the crunchy onion snacks.
Which one do you want to start with? Do we just do dark chocolate first and go down the list?
I want more of those things.
Okay.
Whatever you want. You pick.
Well, let's start with the dark chocolate, just the
Let
base.
Cleanse the palate.
Let's start with the base. Oh, they're so tiny.
Mike, did anyone, I think in the last episode, the trivia was how many fingers am I holding up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've gotten a few.
Nice. I mean,
only a few.
Well,
did anyone guess wrong, like just for the sake of trying?
Disclaimer, we're recording this the day that that episode dropped.
Oh, okay.
Cool. So it's only been a couple hours since it's been out.
This is like an M&M version of a chickpea.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought from the picture it was only going to be like half coated.
Yeah.
But it's fully.
Oh, well, that was just the dark chocolate.
Enrobed.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
I think they're just doing it for visual so you can see
the
layers.
That's so weird.
This is dark chocolate cappuccino.
Oh, yeah. It looks nothing. Oh, I see what's happening.
Yeah, they're just trying to show you the layers. They're pretty.
That's really good.
Is this candy? What is this?
Yeah.
Remember that brand we used to talk about? Was
Skinny
it Vienna? Vienna?
Vienna.
They do a chocolate covered chickpea too, I think.
They may, yeah.
There's a lot of chocolate and not a lot of chickpea.
Yeah. Hmm. Here is strawberry.
I think these would be good for kids because it is like, to me, it's like a candy replacement.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not in love with them.
Ooh, that's really good.
It tastes like strawberry quick.
I feel like this would be so good with peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not sure chickpea is the right.
But, I mean, 110 calories for only 16 peanuts. I mean,
you can have them.
Yeah. Mike, I do think these are very kid-friendly.
I do, too.
All right, here's the coconut. Dark chocolate coconut.
I do. Oh, so it's like a Almond Joy Mounds situation.
I like it.
Not bad.
Okay. All right.
Little suntan lotiony.
Yeah.
They're fine. I think there are people that would really enjoy those.
Mm-hmm.
Me being one of them.
Good. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I'll take them
home. You can take them all home.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. Next up, we have something called Aw Yeah Mini Cookies in Strawberry Sizzle. I love the name and I love the flavor name.
But prepare yourself because the sizzle is, it says it's bold, sweet, and spicy. It's sweet with a kick. So that's the sizzle.
Hold on. Succulent strawberry meets sweet and spicy with a twist of lime and a sprinkle of sea salt. I'm a little nervous.
It kind of has like a cornmeal taste or smell.
Six cookies, 150 calories.
Oh, it smells great.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wait, what other flavors do these come in?
They come in spicy yuzu lime and midnight raspberry.
Wow. Yeah, I went with the strawberry because we already had yuzu earlier in the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. The first ingredient is palm oil. But it could just be like a weight thing.
Mm-hmm.
How? It is spicy. What's the spice in there?
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Chili spicy lime cookies. Seasoning.
Spicy cookies. Wow.
Those are really good. Yeah.
You could take those home too.
Okay.
Very, very
for
unique.
Your 4th of July party.
Thank you.
It's funny. There's an ingredient called white drops. I guess that's like because it's maybe because it's not
white
chips.
White drops. That's funny.
So 6 cookies, which how would you describe the size? They're bigger than like...
Small.
Yeah.
They're like mini
small, medium, large,
cookies.
Yeah. But not tiny, just small.
Right.
150 calories, 9 grams of fat, 8 grams of sugar, 2 grams of protein. But the idea here is they're gluten-free, non-GMO, plant-based.
Okay. With all that.
Yeah. They're primarily an online product, it appears. Mini cookies.
I like the name.
Yeah.
Was that your chair that I heard?
Yeah, it's my chair. It sounds like a cat. All right, and finally, we have a new item from FitJoy, the pretzel people. This is FitJoy pretzel nuggets and chocolate peanut butter.
Yeah, you know me. I always try to get a good chocolate peanut butter item into the last
part. So this is like a combo, but sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was FitJoy's deal again? I forgot. Was it protein?
I don't know. It might just be like a simple ingredients thing.
Oh, yeah.
Grain-free, gluten-free.
These are great. Grain-free. Okay. How many calories in that bag?
She loves to ask.
How many servings in the bag?
Okay, so there's 5 servings in this bag. That's dangerous, because look.
I'd say it's more like 2 or 3.
Oh, it has 16 pieces as a serving, 130 calories, 6 grams of fat, 3 grams of protein.
It's not bad.
I'd say worth it.
Yeah.
I could I could be full on 16 pieces. Not full, but you know, have satisfied my snack craving. Yeah.
It's made with cassava flour, chickpea flour, corn.
Where's the chocolate? Inside with the peanut butter?
I think so, yum.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yum.
They also have a straight up peanut butter version without chocolate, and they're also at Target.
Yes, I like those.
I think we might have tried their peanut butter and jelly one once before.
Oh, I didn't see a peanut butter and jelly one.
Oh, maybe I got maybe that.
It could have been
years ago.
Maybe.
This was a very efficient episode.
Yeah.
It was. Very.
When it's snacky, it's a lot less, well, I don't have to prep a lot, but also like we don't, you know, I don't have to serve you.
I got it. I'm going to eat another pretzel while I rate.
I don't expect a big tip today because I really didn't serve much.
A big tip. We always tip them at least 20%.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get 25.
Yeah. All right. You
wait, 25% of the bill of all I'm paid. Anyway, whatever.
And the tip is just I got to take the food home.
Perfect.
Yeah. Except for the stuff you're taking for your imaginary
for
Fourth
my,
of July
my
party.
Big party. Okay.
You ready to rate?
I am ready.
All right. First up, Ben's original street food gumbo with chicken and andouille sausage.
I'm going to give that a 7.5.
Okay.
It just doesn't deserve higher, but it's also not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Tangle chunky tomato pasta.
I'm giving that a 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
I loved it.
Do you want the rest of it for your
lunch? I might have another bite.
It was excellent. Okay, next up, Kind breakfast protein in peanut butter, banana, dark chocolate.
7.5. It was good, but
yeah, I liked it.
I'm not like living for it. I'm not obsessing over it.
I think if it was without the banana, you would have liked it better.
Probably, but it's also a little run of the mill.
Yeah.
Kind of boring.
Yeah.
Thoughts on V8 energy and electrolytes in yuzu lemon?
This particular one gets a 5 for me.
Yeah.
I was just not a fan all around. Sorry, but I do love V8. I drink V8. Mm-hmm. I like V8 energy. It's not you, Mikey. Yeah. It's the that can.
I just expect it to be better.
I know. Okay. That's okay. How about Hippies all dressed up baked chickpea puffs?
9.5.
Yeah.
Those were yum.
Yeah.
I love those.
Amazing. Yeah.
What's the other? There was another Hippies item coming up.
Oh, next we tried the Cheesy Does It Pops.
I would give those...
You want to try one more? Just in-
yeah, I think these are going to get an 8.8. Okay. Mm-hmm. Almost a 9. I like those a lot. Do those have protein in them?
They do make protein products, but I think...
This is 2 grams of protein. Mm.
Okay.
Not a lot.
Yeah. We got to try the Protein Crunch. That's their newest product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, snack, sweet and crispy Zhang snack honey flavor.
Very creative, very large and heavy. But those get a 9.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, probably because you can wear them on your fingers like little hats. That adds to the
excitement.
If your
fingers are small enough, mine didn't
you
fit
couldn't
on
even,
my,
on, as a hat even?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. How about unique snack puff knots in honey mustard?
Oh, these I've been eating all day long. 9.75.
Yeah. Those are exceptional.
Mm.
Next on the list, my sweet chickpea.
Wait, do these get a 10? Because maybe they deserve a 10.
I think they get a 10.
All right. These
all
get
right.
a 10.
Yeah.
All right. The chickpeas, 7.
I like them.
Mike liked them. What would you have given them? An 8?
Probably an 8 or 7.75. Because I think the Vienna ones are superior.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of chickpea compared to others.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good. Really tasty.
All right. Next up. Oh, yeah. Mini cookies and strawberry sizzle. Can you even say it without saying it like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. These are not for me, but some people might like them. I'm going to give them 7.75.
Okay. Yeah. Very creative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Last on the list, FitJoy pretzel nuggets in chocolate peanut butter.
9.75. Great.
Yeah.
Those were great. Mike, you could take those home.
Okay. I think I will.
I think I will. Ah, that was good. What a snacky situation.
Yeah.
Snacks for lunch. That was my lunch.
I know. I don't know what to do because I didn't have enough snack to satisfy the lunch.
Make some noodles or Uncle Ben. I mean, Ben's items.
Yeah. I could have that stuff.
So. Yeah.
I did make some really good chicken fajitas.
Go for it.
And I'm going to...
It's fajita chicken. It's not chicken fajitas.
Well, because we don't have a cast iron skillet, which I'm going to buy during
prime.
That's
not why. It's very saucy chicken in a fajita sauce with a limited number of peppers. I feel like chicken fajitas...
Oh, boy.
Fajitas,
listen, you could tell they're married.
Chicken fajitas are like grilled chicken.
Right.
Let me tell everyone what I did.
No.
I took chicken breast and I sliced it.
I think I need a snack for this.
Then I bought the Trader Joe's roasted pepper and onions in the freezer section. Dumped that all into there with the chicken. And then I added, Siete has like a fajita.
It's fajita chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wait, are we giving fajitas. Things away?
Sure.
What?
Our love and affection.
I mean, that's going to be hard to do over the internet.
They'll feel it. we'll give something away, a surprise that is more valuable.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us how you're going to spend your 4th of July.
When is this coming out?
July 1st.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah, how will you spend? Are you coming to my party?
805-380-8075.
She'll be the one with snacks on her fingers.
Yeah.
That's me.
Entry fee is taking a bite of one of the snacks.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, we love you. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing. Chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king, tasting less.